Can we look at social challenges today that face this nation, and do they relate directly to the decline of Christianity in the country, or is it within the power and the domain of the body of Christ to change that? I know it sounds like the question I just asked you, but there is a little bit of a twist to it. The social challenges are many and growing. What can we do about it?
Yeah, again, one of the purposes of my book is to go back to the Bible. Let's always get our answers from the Bible. I mean, this is written by an omniscient being. We should, obviously, wisdom will require us to read it. And there's a, let me just read it again, a couple other verses. This is from 2 Chronicles 15. It says, when Israel was without the true God and without the law, in those days it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the land were in great turmoil, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. He was judging them. Zechariah 8:10. No one could go about his business safely because of his enemy, for God had turned every man against his neighbor. And then he tells us another reason in Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no revelation of God, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. You have people who do not get their society that's not guided by God's revelation, the Bible. The people, they cast off restraint. They start committing crimes and so forth. But he tells you, happy is the society that keeps God's law.